Good to be back after a couple of weeks' leave. Yes, I damaged myself, but it's all okay. I'll survive. You know, we're going to take up our tithes and offerings right now. We love to give to God as a church, don't we, guys? So let's just do that. And then I'll just ask the ushers straight away after that just to hand out communion as well. Thanks, guys. And busy morning this morning. We have bookshop facilities for those of you maybe new to church, so you can pay that way too through our FPOS machine if you prefer to do it that way. So good. So while the tithes are being collected, you know, you guys can finish up. I think you've got to go to kids' church, right? Or you're good? You're good? You're good? Okay, you're good. You can stay then. It's all good. Doesn't Robert look great in his yellow shirt? I was just thinking, wow, that looks so good. You're the man. And so, you got what? Oh, another acting role for Robert Sadal. Miss Saigon, fantastic. Oh, so Andrea's back. She's interrupting again, you know. Anyway, you know, some of you have asked, where was that spot where I had my, what would you call it? Near-death experience. Lucky I kept my head up. Anyway, it could have been a lot worse. That was South Point in Gracetown. Went to Margaret River for 5 days without my wife, and I lost all my thinking out of my head because she wasn't with me. And just decided I was 20 again. Who's a man here and knows what that feeling is? Only a couple of you. Some of you have wised up. I don't know if I ever will, but hey, so good to be alive and with you again. So still a bit sore on my leg. I was saying to Shane Parker just earlier about, you know, I think I nearly ripped my calf muscle right off. So it's slowly recovering. And so can you pray for me that I'll get better? So next week I can be back to normal. So yeah, all good. So yeah, we're handing out communion, so you might as well stay, guys. Keep playing, that's good. I love it. So you're probably wondering too, like, we have this room set up, which I'm really going to talk about next week. You can't miss next week. I'm glad you're here today too, but you can't miss next week. In fact, the whole month of February is going to help you set your mind. And who knows, we've got to reset our minds sometimes. Yeah. It's good to reset and just adjust it ready for our spiritual year. And so I think January, a lot of people have holidays. And who's had a great holiday? Who's been on holiday, even if it wasn't great? It's good, nearly all of you. So, okay, so now we're back. School's back. And so we get into our year. And so we're... This is all about make room. Say the words, two words with me. Make room. Make room. I know some of you are getting communion. It's okay. Make room. We're going to make room for God this year. And so our whole theme for 2017, and particularly this month of February where I outlay this, it's all about who we are and allowing God into our life. Not that we... There may be some areas that he wants to change in our life, but generally what we're talking about is making room for God. And I'm going to talk about that today. So once we've got our communion in our hands, let us know, ushers, and we'll continue with the service. And actually, while that's going on, I might as well just mention a few things. Robert Sadal also works for us half a day a week, well, eight hours a week as our assimilation pastor. I've never actually said that publicly. Should we give him a hand for being our assimilation pastor today? Yeah. So, I'm sorry, Robert. I just realised when I was away, surfing actually, that I had never actually announced it. And also, a few other changes. Emma Wilkinson, who I think is out with the children, she's done a fantastic... Who loves what Emma does? A few people. So Emma's transitioned out of being the pastor for Kids Church here. Judith Allard is now the pastor for Kids Church here at Fremantle. And Sharmini is the kids pastor at Wellard. Oh, Sharmini's here today. Let's give her a hand for taking that role on. Fantastic. And you know, also with that, there's been some changes. This is my son, for some of you who don't know. He's now the creative arts pastor for Fremantle. So that's cool, isn't it? Hey, he's the man. I'm the man. Hey, you're the man too. We're both the man. So that's really cool. And we're also, Fremantle's also overseeing a transition at the moment, what's going to happen at Wellard with the whole music scene. But bear with us, it's coming for those of you here from Wellard. And, you know, there was someone else. Oh, Bruce Stevenson has taken on the role as maintenance manager for the church. He's just a handy man. So that's good. You should all wave, I guess, but it's a bit late now, so everyone knows who you are. David Langlands has added to his role. We're trying slowly to get him out of the sound desk, but he is responsible for all our stage setup. Who enjoyed our beach scene through January? Stage, what is it called? Stage design, that's right. So Dave's added to his portfolio. Deb Baker is in our office, so you may have seen her. Where's Deb? She's at the back there. What a lovely lady Deb is. And she volunteers quite a lot with administration, and she's handed over the safe child safety stuff, which the technical name SP3, and Emma is taking that role on as well. Did I actually say what Emma was doing? I didn't, did I? So Emma Wilkinson is actually going to oversee the Connect Group leaders. Who here's a Connect Group leader? Give me a wave. Should be quite a lot of you, about 12 of you. All right, so Emma is going to oversee you. She may have even been in touch with you already. And also, another area in our church that we just wanted to lift up a bit this year is our pastoral care. And Emma actually is well qualified in this area as a counsellor herself. And so she's going to do a dual role for us, one day a week, pastoral care and overseeing adult connect groups. How good is that? What's that? You're doing... You are. Andrea's doing... I forgot that. Andrea's doing young adults this year. So that's a change as well. Helen's still here. Still working. Charlie and Kat... Helen does a lot of things, administrative-wise. Charlie and Catherine are still running poor care. Doing a good job. And I think I've just about covered it. So I'm just going to tell everybody what to do from now on and it'll all be well. So that's good, hey? Who's got their communion in their hands? All right, let's do this. I'm going to read you a psalm which I'm going to preach from. Just a few verses. Psalm 37, verse 4. The title of my message is actually... Change your way of thinking. I'm going to read from the New King James Version and we're going to take communion in a moment. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Father, today, I pray that we would reset our thinking, our mind, our desires on you, in Jesus' name. Father, as we take this communion, right here, right now, I pray as we take the biscuit representing your body and the juice representing your blood, that we would reconcile our life with you in the mighty name of Jesus. And the people of God said, why don't you take the emblems this morning? For those of you who are new to church, we do this about once a month. We can do it in Connect Group and you can do it at home as much as you like. It's good to share together, though, as well in the house of God. So good. Thanks, guys. You guys can take your seats as well. Thank you for staying up a bit longer than normal. So, everyone taking communion? All good? Can you grab your form for me that you all have on your seat? C3 Fremantle Dream Sunday. I thought it would be good this year, since we're talking about making room for God, just to, and I'm going to preach on basically this whole set next week, by the way. I just said to David, if we could just put this up this week so we can get into the rhythm of February and making room for God. And this psalm really does work well here as well. So I would like you to think about in the Lord, and this is where this psalm really comes into its own. Do not fret because of evildoers, which I'm going to talk about in a moment. And it says, you know, just verse 3, trust in the Lord. And lastly, verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord. And so I think there's definitely a theme here. God is a divine architect. And we must stay yielded to him. And we're going to be at our best when we place our trust and our hope and our day and our future in him. And so I think when we write something down, it actually helps us say to God, you know, I'm serious about this. And so you may want to start writing some things down on this piece of paper. And I'd like to pray at the end of this meeting. We may be just slightly over time today. We normally finish around 11:30. Might go slightly over. But I think this is a really important moment for us just to remember our God in our lives. And so, if you want to, during this message, just write some stuff down, that's fine. If you feel like you need more time, that's fine too. Write at least one thing down that you're struggling with and you'd like to see a miracle happen. And because I think this whole month it can just actually unfold how God just starts speaking to you about your life and what you would like to see. Who believes that God is a miracle working God? A few of you? And so I think this is a, you know, so you may be weak here today. You may feel like you've been let down. You may feel pain from past events. But God is strong. And my desire for us is that whoever you are, there will be a touch of heaven on your life to transform you. And so, as I said at the end, I'd love for us all to stand and pray together and believe God that you're going to see the miracle working hand of God and things that maybe you've let go of and thought they're not possible. If God's given them to you, don't give up. Don't give up on those things. And so make room. And the point is this, we must create space for God in our life. And when we create room for God in our lives, what is in him comes into us. And so our dreams not only reflect what we want, but also what we know God desires for us. So maybe you're here today, just as an example of a few things. Maybe you're here today and you'd love to see a change in your relationship. Husband and wife, and you'd just love to see something shift that's just been a bit of an issue over, you know, who knows that marriage is hard work. And so I think when we can submit it to God together as a couple, we can see some things shift in our life. You may not want to put that one on the fridge. I know it's got a magnet on the back. But this is an opportunity today for us to engage with God for our life. I'm sure you could put some things up about your children, though. Those of you especially who've got children in school. And so just start letting your mind think of things that you'd really like to see happen. The dreams will come alive. And they'll reflect not just what we want, because we want stuff, right? But what does God want? What does God really want for your life? It may be that some of you are still feeling disappointed about certain things. And stuff happens in this life. But keep believing in Him. I think we need to say this together. Keep believing in Him. And so, let me make my first point this morning. Stay calm. Turn to your neighbor and say, stay calm. You see, the way this starts out, this psalm, in verse 1, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. Anxiety happens when bad people gossip. Anxiety happens when things go wrong that we thought the way the things were going to work out, and they don't. Life's like that. Jealousy makes people do terrible things. Do not fret because of evildoers. You see, evildoers are not just in the world. If people are doing evil to you or toward you, even from within the church, from Christians, they are evildoers. And so we must recognize, regardless of what's happening to us, that God is in control. He will sort it out. The world is full of problems, in case you hadn't noticed. Your own world will have enough problems of its own, and it's a choice to worry or believe for a miracle. And so I'm saying this morning that we can change the way we think. You can start to pray and thank God for everything that's going on in your life, or complain, worry, and get down. You can thank God for your problem. It's a choice you make. And I know this is really difficult for people that have got long-term sickness or illness, because there's pain involved with that. I woke up in the middle of the night in pain with my calf muscle, and I just had this thought. I thought, some people are like this their whole lives, and it must be difficult. But at the end of the day, we still have to thank God for what He has given us. As hard as it is sometimes, every time we have one of those, oh dear, we've got to lift ourselves up. Andrea's really good with that with me. Just saying, Nigel, don't go there. You can thank God for your problem. It's a choice you're going to make. One of the easiest things to do is to criticize others. So easy, isn't it? You feel like it's your right to do so. Sometimes you feel really justified. It says fret, do not fret. We get fired up. To actual meaning of fret is actually get really hot, fret, like a burning steel pole, bending it, and we can get all out of shape because we're fretting. And yet the Bible says, do not fret. Trust in the Lord and do good. What is the best thing I can say about that person that's being mean to me? What's the best thing I can think about that problem? What's the best thing I can think about in my life right now and change the way you're thinking? If there's nothing positive coming out of your life because your life really sucks that bad, God is good. God is a good shepherd. We can look to him. And Jesus went about doing good, healing people, and believing in people. You know, I can think of lots of good things. I can think about all you wonderful people that have been with C3 Fremantle for years, and my heart can actually have a smile on the inside. Why don't we think about something positive right now? Someone you like, someone that's done something good for you? Just think about that. I can think about, since there's quite a few C3 Wellard people here today, I can think about the wonderful team at C3 Wellard. And as soon as I think about that, you know, for those of you who may not know, we have a campus in Wellard, which is a fairly new community, down in the Kwinana area, about 25 minutes drive from here. And I think about that team, and I think, gee, they do such a good, they're so enthusiastic. And I know some of the situations and some of the problems, but they still choose to serve God. I can think about my wonderful wife of 30 years. And she makes me smile the most. She says, why don't I want her to go away anymore without me? I probably wouldn't get hurt as much either, but anyway. I'm not going to hold her either. We've got to have our dreams, right? I can think about so many wonderful things in the... I love the underwater world. I know I like surfing on top of it too, but I like the underwater world. One of my pastor friends actually said, well, you're trying to catch crayfish. So, you know, and it's amazing under there. And I think, wow, God, you're incredible. Your brain will do the utmost to think of all the bad things. And every time you dwell on bad things, whether past or present, you are blowing holes in your own soul. Whenever you start thinking about bad things, it's like this shotgun. Shotgun in your soul. Whenever you stay negative, shotgun in your soul. Your soul can only take so much. You can be down in the dumps or you can be thankful. Come out of the hole with praise on your lips. When you worship the King of Kings, you will be thankful. Come on. Let's just give him a little bit of praise right now. Thank you, God, for who you are. Lord, you're awesome. You're amazing. I thank you for it. I thank you for looking after me, God, when I could have died. I thank you, Lord. You know, whatever it is in your life, it's important, right? So stay calm. Let God in. Let him be in control. Secondly, be confident. What did I say? Be confident. It says here in Psalm 37, verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. That means do the right thing. Say it with me, these three words. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. We have a bit of a joke in our family, as many of you know. Watch out for that speed camera down there, or you'll get caught. Watch out for the booze bus on Coburn Road. You'll get caught if you stay in that parking bay too long, but, you know. Sometimes we can live our lives avoiding trying to get caught. And our lives should not reflect getting away with something. And maybe some sin that no one knows about, or, you know, you don't really care. But today, something shifted in your life. Because you can get away with something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. The Bible says to do good. Do the right thing. Stay where God has got you. When you do the right thing, he's got you covered. And if God has got you, it's the best place that you can be. Many times I've seen people that are enthusiastic about church, about our church. And they've even told me how blessed they feel about being part of and developing and how God's using them, and they've never felt so strong in God. And then they leave. Whatever it is, if God has got you where he wants you, you're crazy to step out from under his guidance and in an unknown world, because the spiritual world is far greater than the natural world, and the spiritual world directs the natural world. And when you're in his plan for your life, you want to stay in his plan for your life. And we live in this fast society where I'm going to try that, I'm going to do this. And we forget about, actually, God's just always has been and always will be. He's steady. And people undervalue the eternal aspect of their lives. And whatever it is that's troubling you, you can get through that thing. You can get through it because God is with you. You're planted in his house, you're being watered, and you're going to go to a whole new level in him. God can change things in your world. He can change your marriage. He can change your work situation. He can make you feel content rather than not content very much in your life. He can put faith into you. God can do anything if you open up your life to him. And so when you're in faith, you will be confident. When you're in faith, what's going to happen? You're going to be confident. You won't be bold, though, if you don't have faith. Andrew and I moved to Fremantle, many of you know, over 21 years ago now. And we had our eight-month-old baby. That was Jared. And we moved into a house and we were all excited, because we knew that God had put a dream in our heart to come to Fremantle and plant this church all those years ago. Had a different name then. And when I look back on that, I think that that first house, and I think it really probably should have been condemned. In wintertime, because we were there through winter, the walls would really get quite damp. And as many of you have heard before, there's like lots of bugs, but for those of you who haven't heard, you know, it was just one of those houses that had a lot of vermin. And one day I got sick of the scratching in the kitchen, and there was a rat inside the cupboard, and I, in the middle of the 2 a.m. in the morning, and I got the baseball bat and I'm chasing this thing around the house. I couldn't quite get it, and I nearly had it, and I went to whack it, and it went between the back of the fridge and the black bar, you know, and just hid there. And I thought, am I going to smash my fridge to kill this rat? And he got me. But you know what? Regardless of all those trials and little things that happened in my life and our lives, and you know, Jared, after that, I got this guy to pour chemicals all over the stuff to get rid of all that vermin. Probably not a good idea. Jared ate it, ended up in hospital for 7 days, you know. And the point is this. It made us do something that we thought that we couldn't do, and that was to actually buy a place in Fremantle with very little income. But God put something in our heart. And that something grew. And before we knew it, we saw this block that was no one had built on, because it was a hard block. And the owner even says, I've got these massive big trees. They were like 80 foot tall. He says, I'm going to cut them down for you too. And we got it for an amazing price. Because when we submit our lives to God, God looks after us. Stay in the Lord. Stay where God's got you. Lastly, celebrate him. Celebrate him. Delight yourself, this is verse 4, also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. You know, God is to be enjoyed, not endured. Is it a burden to come to church? You have to revive yourself when you feel flat. It's almost like you've got to get the heart things out. Come on. Or the hole in your spirit, it's going to get bigger. There's this couple in for marriage counseling. They're sitting there and the wife's really upset with the husband. And the wife couldn't get anything out of her husband. The counselor says, well, why don't you take her out for a meal? And the husband sits there in his chair next to his wife and goes, whatever. So the counselor says, why don't you tell her how great she looks? Doesn't she look good today? Whatever. Well, why don't you go out on a date this week? Whatever. The counselor got so upset he jumps over the table and he passionately gives a big smacker on the lips to the wife. He gets back over the table, he looks at the husband and he says, I want you to do that at least 3 times a week. And he says, okay, I'll bring her back Monday, Wednesday and Friday. You're wondering what that's got to do with anything. I know. Because delight yourself in the Lord. Whatever. Connect group meeting. Whatever. Got volunteers and leaders meeting Tuesday week. I'd love everyone to be here. Whatever. No. Because together we are strong and we build the house of God. Together we work effectively. God is trying to, not God, the devil is trying to separate every relationship and everything that's built that makes the church so great. And so we have to determine that there's no whatevers when it comes to building his house and building the kingdom of God. It's so good to be in church. Didn't these guys do a great job today with the worship? You know, it's so good that we've got a kids' church that's pumping along. We have a brand new, well, fairly brand new, but I mean, Judith's been around for years, but isn't it great that she's leading so well? You know, let's think of the good things. You know, when are we starting soap? Next week. So we're going to start soap next week. This is our scripture. Yeah, thanks, Robert. Scripture, observation, application, prayer. You know, we're going to be so grateful that we can learn the Bible together. Oh, some of you don't seem very happy about it. It's so good to praise him. We can praise him outside of here. Allow the passion back into your life. Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight. And the will of God is as important as your desires. Let me say that again. The will of God is as important as your desires. If you first surrender the direction of your life to the Lord and not just hold on to it, not convince yourself you've heard a voice. Who knows, it's really easy when you really want something that you think you've heard from God. Like the Lord told me. But what did the leadership say? What do the people in authority over you say? What do your family say? You know what I mean. Choose today to celebrate him, not just when you come to church, but through acknowledging him in every facet of your lives so that he truly can give you the desires of your heart. See, for the most part, we try and get it our own way. Where it's human nature. But God operates in our life like this psalm. Do not fret. Stay calm. Say it with me. Stay calm. Be confident. And celebrate Him. Make room for Him in your everyday world. And when you and I pick up our cross and lay down our lives, when I put myself on the altar, my life is totally in your hands, God. We're going to do this in a moment. We're all going to stand together. We're going to say, Lord, and hopefully most of us have got something written on the paper, even if it's just one challenge that you're facing, that you'd love to see the dream come alive this year. You see, when I'm committing my life to God, are we ready to commit our lives to God for 2017? When I commit my life to God, when I start to do what He wants me to do, even though it's somewhat inconvenient, it's not what we would have planned to do ourselves, but it's a cross on my will. I will trust in the Lord. I will not bargain or participate in the ungodly activities of this world. I will not satisfy my own desires above the Lord's will. I am going to be a disciple. It's not simply about Jesus meeting our needs. He has called us to a life of discipleship. I want you to follow me. It's not just about what God can do for me. It's also finding out what I can do for God. And that's the beauty of a psalm like this. I'm going to go back to it in a couple of weeks' time. I am in Him, or I am in me. Choose today. What will it be today, church? Do not fret because of evildoers. Nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Be calm, be confident, celebrate Him. Why don't we stand to our feet? And if you have your cards, have those in your hand too, please. Why don't we just make an offering to God with our hands this morning? Just hold them up as if we want to just receive from God today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, I'm praying, Father, that this year there will be a transformation in people's lives. Lord, that as we stand here, as it were, like an offering to You, we agree today to put ourselves on Your altar. Not just my will, Lord, but Yours. Not just my plans, but I submit them to You too. Father, today I pray that there would be an igniting of faith and confidence in You. That we would no longer just look to the way that we solve our problems and the strength of character of who we are, but we would be the kind of people that live the dream according to Your plans and purposes for our life. And right here, right now, we have a download from You. Holy Spirit, come upon us. Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and minds right now. Thank You, God. thank you, God.